on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sonarly, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. And statewide on Civic Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and yesterday was a doozy. Full election results. And not everybody won. And not everybody lost. It reminds me of a Larson cartoon a long time ago. He was a great cartoonist, where there's a caveman in front of a stone blackboard. He is dressed in a lion skin or something, and looking out on the class, you can see the class from behind. Some of them are, you know, Cro-Magnon, some are Homo habilis, some are Homo erectus, some of them are Neanderthal, you know, the whole hominid evolution over millions of years. And he looks out and he says, "Well, class, the results of the exam are in. And not everyone is going to be promoted." Well, that is what happened. I'm going to give you a few highlights, then we're going to go to the lines. The lines have already lighted up. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. But I want to get to some of the highlights before we start taking calls. First of all, Mandela Barnes, as predicted, won overwhelmingly. Three of his major competitors had dropped out. I know Mandela. I know him pretty well. He's a good man. I've campaigned with Mandela. He campaigned with me. He was a very distinguished state assemblyman here in Milwaukee. Did a good job as lieutenant governor. And he'll be a very, very good senator, a great senator. I am delighted that we can all get behind Mandela Barnes right now. And I urge everybody to do it. He's a solid, honest, good guy. Be a very, very good senator. And there's Mandela Barnes. We'll talk about that race in a little bit more this hour. The other major marquee race, was governor, the Republican nomination. Tim Michaels won it. Tim Michaels won it by 5 percentage points, 47% to 42%. That is a mixed result. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Early on, when Tim Michaels sniffed around and started to suggest he'd run, Tommy Thompson endorsed him. And I and many other people in the Democratic Party thought, okay, look, Michaels is a Republican. We're going to be voting Democratic. But if things took a bad bounce, this guy, he's like Tommy Thompson, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world to have on the other side. Well, then he started making overtures to Trump and he got Trump's endorsement. That's probably what put him over, quite frankly. Trump came in Friday night. This will be touted as a Trump endorsement victory, but he had to say disturbing things to get that endorsement. He said that there was certainly fraud in the 2020 election. That is false, and he knows it's false. It's a lie. He said it to placate Trump. And some of the other things he said in his campaign commercials were provocative, unnecessary, and far to the right. So I don't have a read on this guy. If Rebecca Clayfish had won, you had a read on her. She was a Scott Walker loyalist. And, you know, she said really crazy things, like the first thing she'd do is fire the DA of Milwaukee County. The DA of Milwaukee County, John Chisholm, is a friend of mine. He's also the most honest, upright guy I've ever met, or among them. And he's also the best prosecutor in Wisconsin, one of the best nationally. So she was saying things like that. It was very clear she continued to stick the knife in the University of Wisconsin system, and you would have four more years of Scott Walker light. So it's good in that respect that Michaels won. But it's hard to get a read on Michaels. He may be simply a sheep in wolf's clothing. In other words, he may be a Tommy Thompson moderate, you know, uttering pro-Trump things to get the nomination and then taper off from the general. I don't know. I don't know what he'd be like. He's running against Tony Evers. Tony Evers has done a good job. If it were not for Tony Evers vetoing a lot of really horrendous legislation, I'll tell you what, the state would be in really bad shape. So, but the question is, in any election, it's mano a mano. And if it takes a bad bounce, you want to make sure that you don't have complete disaster on the other side. You don't have complete Trump. Michael's made Trump-like noises, disturbing Trump-like noises. We'll have to see. We're going to the lines. Rob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Rob?
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me on. I understand that you kicked me off the radio for a while and didn't want me on because you say you take all callers, but the radio station that you're...
Well, instead of complaining, why don't you tell me what you have in your mind?
My mind? Okay, you know what's on my mind? That you say you take all callers. You take all callers, but yet you kicked me off the radio for the last 3 months, and I had to call in a private number for you to take
well,
my
Rob,
call.
Well, Rob, you have another 30 seconds, and you're going to get kicked off again.
Yeah,
what is on your mind?
The whole thing, I think that the Democratic Party is evil and for slavery, and they've always been for slavery throughout history. If you look back in history, they've been for slavery. They've, you know, all the way up to... the 60s, what was it called, the Jim Crow era that they were doing, and now look at what they're doing.
So you think that John Kennedy was for slavery? You got to go back and read some history books. You're not woke if you don't know history. Thanks, Rob. Connor, this is enough for Rob. Thank you. Okay, we are going forward with the elections. We're going forward with the elections. So Tim Michaels, well, you know, he won by 5 points. Can he unify the Republican Party? Who's he going to unify it around? I don't know. If he makes the mistake of bringing Trump in a lot, I think that will be a mistake. On the other hand, Youngkin of Virginia, got a Trump endorsement and kept him at bay. He kept him at bay. And that may very well be what happens with Michaels, that he'll have unfortunate scheduling differences and not be able to be there when Trump gets in. But in any event, this will be touted as a Trump victory that's more nuanced than that. Tommy Thompson endorsed him initially in the spring. And in a very, very sleek little maneuver, when Trump's Mar-a-Lago home had a search warrant exercised against it by the FBI the night before the election, Michael scrambled and he rebroadcast Tommy Thompson's endorsement election day morning yesterday, giving the impression that somehow it was new and trying to take the sting off of Trump. Very nuanced dance going on here. But I want to get back to Mandela Barnes. People have got to understand something. An election against an incumbent, a race against an incumbent, is a referendum on the incumbent. And who the person challenging him is not going to be the issue. The issue is Ron Johnson. They're going to try to change that. They'll try to slime Mandela Barnes. I'm going to tell you, I know him personally. Vouch for him. He's a good man, honest man. Be a good senator. But Ron Johnson, a lot of people will focus on things such as, well, you know, he was for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And he participated in a conference that falsely said that even taking the vaccine causes AIDS. You know, this is all disgusting. And they'll focus on things like, oh, well, July 4th, 2018, he went to Moscow, Russia, right on our Independence Day and hung out with the Ruskies. He won't tell anybody who he met with and what he talked about. And he is pro-Trump, pro-Putin. He also... what he did was they asked him, do you trust the CIA and the FBI? And he said, no, I don't. And he was chairman of the subcommittee on Homeland Security at the time. He said, no, I don't. You can't have him in the Senate. But if you focus on all that, if you focus on all that to the exclusion of anything else, I think you make a mistake. And here's why I say that. A couple of days ago, he came out and he said that Social Security and Medicare should not be guaranteed. They should be subject to negotiations on the budget, every 2 years. So if you get a $2,000 check from Social Security right now, you think you can count on it, and you can. Then you're going to get cost of living increases, and you should. You can pay the rent, buy food, some basics, and yeah, you may have a little of the savings, but you probably don't have a pension anymore. Social Security is your pension. Under his plan, they're going to look and see what money is, quote, left over, end quote, after defense spending, tax cuts, and all that. And they may say, well, this year you're only going to get $1,800 a month. And 2 years from now, you're going to get $1,400 a month. Then they will goose it up $50 to make it look like they're taking it seriously. You get $1,450. Eventually, you'll get $900, $800 a month. And then what they're going to do is this, because before Franklin Roosevelt put in Social Security in 1935, before he did that, what you had with people, they had no money. Many people lived in huts or they lived with relatives. Many people went hungry, and the Depression really polished it off. The Republicans opposed Social Security in 1935. They opposed it. They voted against it. What they're dying to do is privatize it. They'll say, okay, you can pay money in instead of to us into the equivalent of a 401k to be managed by some Wall Street bankers, and they will get good returns, and you'll do very well. Well, no, they won't get good returns. The stock market, if you take a look at the stock market, stock pickers, when times are good, they do well, and times are bad, they don't do well. And even if you have honest people doing it, they're going to get large fees. And, you know, frankly, they're going to deal in derivatives, swaptions, the short things. Don't surrender your pension. That is ultimately what is at stake between Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson. I don't care what you think about any other issue. Do not voluntarily give up your pension. There is nobody in the world that does that. Management frequently will take away the pensions of the working people in the factory. They always keep management's pensions. Do not give up your pension. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.